सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम् हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनाभवतो सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदम् पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ
लास्ट् क्लास् वि सा द मीनिङ्ग् आफ् दि शान्ति पाठः एण्ड् वी हेव् decided to do the text with Adishankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. But still, before we do the commentary, it's always important to do the original text properly. So I thought, let me start with the Moolam Pathanam. Moola Pathanam means the study of the original text first. And we have to enter into the first mantra. Om. See?
Om.
Ishavasyam.
Ishavasyam.
Idam sarvam.
Idam sarvam.
Yat. किञ्च जगत्याम् जगत् जगत्याम् जगत् ईशावास्यम् इदम् सर्वम् यत्किञ्च जगत्याम् जगत् तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीताः तेन त्यक्तेन भुञ्जीताः माग्रधः कस्य स्वधनम् माग्रधः कस्य स्वधनम् इन् दिस् ईशावास्य उपनिषद् देर् आर् 18 मन्त्रास् इन् आल्फबेटिकल् आर्डर् आल्सो दिस् उपनिषद् कम्स् फस्ट् Number also seems to be small number, just 18 mantras. But it is a very profound Upanishad. The Upanishad, it presents the teaching very profoundly. You know, there is a Bhagavad Gita verse in the third chapter. Third verse. Krishna says, Dvividha Nishta Maya Prokta Pura Anagha. Hey Arjuna, two committed lifestyles have been prescribed by me. For the seekers of the truth, Dvividha Nishta, two committed lifestyles. One is Karma Yoga and another is Jnana Yoga. Karma Yoga lifestyle is for preparing one's mind for knowledge, and Jnana Yoga is a means of attainment of knowledge, which is moksha. So as a person of Purusharthan Ischayaha, with a clear understanding, the definite understanding of the ultimate purpose of living this human life being the accomplishment of moksha in terms of discovery, we know knowledge of the reality is the only means of moksha. Knowledge of the reality is moksha. And for that jnanam, for the accomplishment of knowledge of the reality as the self, jnana yoga is the sadhanam, the means. And karma yoga is the sadhanam, means for preparing one's mind for knowledge. So these two sadhanani, karma yoga is a sadhanam for preparation, jnana yoga is sadhanam for knowledge, which is moksha. There is no third sadhanam, okay? Only two sadhanani, two means. One is for preparation, one is for the knowledge. So here also, this Ishavasya Upanishad begins like this. The first two mantras, if we take, the Ishavasya Idam Sarvam, the first mantra and the second mantra, these two mantras present these two sadhanas briefly. Therefore, the first mantra discusses the Jnana Yoga. Second mantra discusses Karma Yoga. First two mantras are enough to understand the entire vision. The first two mantras are enough, which means the first mantra presents Jnana Yoga. Second mantra discusses Karma Yoga. That is why these two mantras are said to be Sutra Bhuta Mantrau. Prathama Dvitiya Mantrau are said to be Sutra Bhuta Mantrau. Sutra Bhuta Mantraha means a mantra which is cryptic, axiomatic, which means it presents the teaching in a nutshell. Sutra Bhuta Mantra presents the teaching in a nutshell. And Vritti Bhuta Mantra are those mantras which comment upon this one, the brief teaching. The brief teaching presented in one mantra. Like this, the first two mantras are the cryptic mantras wherein the entire teaching, the Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga, are presented respectively, one not the other, briefly. And from the third mantra onwards, third to ninth, six mantras, the six mantras are said to be Vritti Bhuta Mantraha. And also 10th to 18th are said to be what? Vritti Bhuta Mantraha. So Vritti Bhuta Mantraha means from 3rd to 9th, the six mantras present the commentary on the first mantra. And Jnana Yoga discussed briefly in the first mantra, is discussed elaborately in those. It's a brief commentary of the first mantra, you can say, in those six mantras. Then 10 to 18, you can say again 10 mantras, 9 mantras. You know, those mantras, 8 actually speaking, 9, 10 mantras discuss karma yoga. The second mantra is elaborately commented upon in the following 10 mantras. 10th to 18th. So the whole teaching is over. Is it clear now? Therefore, 3rd to 9th avritti bhuta mantraha, commenting upon the first mantra, which briefly presents jnana yoga. 10th to 18th are vritti bhuta mantraha, the mantras which elaborately comment upon the second mantra of the Upanishad, which discusses karma yoga briefly. Is it clear? That's why sutra bhuta mantraha, vritti bhuta mantraha, we should understand the teaching in a nutshell and commentary on the teaching present in a nutshell. It's called vritti bhuta mantra. In Taittiriya Upanishad, if we take in the second chapter, there is a Brahmanandavalli, the first mantra, Brahma vida apnoti param. That one sentence, the knower of Brahman attains the absolute end, moksha. That one mantra is a sutra bhuta mantra. And afterwards, all the rest of the chapter presents is what? Elaboration of that one sentence, isn't it? It's called vritti bhuta mantraha. Is it clear for you to understand what is it? Now we'll see. This, in the first mantra, Ishavasyam, it says, what is, when you say the first mantra presents the jnana yoga in a nutshell, what is jnana yoga? See, Vedanta Shastram sees this samsara, the life of transmigration samsara, which is being gone through with all parts of opposites, with all problems, as a result of dvaita drishtihi. Dvaita drishtihi or dvaita darshanam means perception of duality. In the vision of Vedanta, it is understood, it is the dvaita drishtihi, it is the perception of duality which is the cause for all our problems we go through in life. So here the question comes, is it the perception of duality which is the cause of all our problems in life? It is not just the perception of duality. The perception of duality is something which is inevitable, unavoidable. But taking this perception of duality as the reality is the cause of our problems. So this perception of duality, dvaita drishtihi, is adhyasaha, an erroneous perception. And this dvaita drishtihi, so samsaraha is caused by dvaita drishtihi. The problems in life are due to this dvaita drishtihi, dvaita darshanam. And this dvaita darshanam, perception of duality, is caused by adhishtana advaita ajnanam. adarshanam, caused by the ignorance of the non-dual reality, the substratum. Therefore, samsara is caused by perception of duality. Perception of duality is caused by the ignorance of the non-dual reality, which is the substratum of the whole, substratum of life. Therefore, samsara nivrittihi, the resolution of samsara or elimination of samsara or removal of samsara or freedom from samsara is in fact resolution of or negation of removal of this dvaita drishtihi, perception of duality. And removal of perception of duality is in fact through the knowledge of non-dual reality. Therefore, removal of samsara through the removal of dvaita drishtihi, through the attainment of the knowledge of non-dual reality, is jnana yogaha. Got it now? What is jnana yogaha? This, what is jnana yogaha? And here, is it possible to remove the duality physically? There is no such thing called removal of perception of duality physically. So the removal of or elimination of perception of duality, dvaita darshana nivrittihi, is in fact is not physical. It is a cognitive falsification of perception of duality. Cognitively falsifying the perception of duality is elimination of perception of duality or resolution of perception of duality through the vision of the non-dual reality, a non-duality of the reality. In Sanskritam, we can say it beautifully. It is easy to remember, better than some, more expressive than English. So, adhishtana advaita vastu darshanena jnanena dvaita drishti nivrittya samsara nivrittireva jnana yogaha. To save or for 10 minutes I have to talk, okay? One sentence, 1 second, finished. So here is what he says. Now this, the teaching begins like this. Ishavasyam. Ishavasyam. The word Isha is an instrumental case form of the word eat. Eat is a synonym of the word Ishaha, Ishwaraha. The three words, eat, Ishaha, Ishwaraha. All these three words are synonyms. It has come from the root Ish. You have to bear with me. I can't explain all these things. Shakarantaha pullingaha Ish shabdaha. Tasya shabdasya tritiya vibhaktau eka vachane Isha iti rupam. Instrumental form, case form is what? Isha. What is the nominative form? Eat. eat ishav ishaha. Isham ishav ishaha. Isha. Eat bhyam, eat bihi. It comes like that. So, isha means, no, isha, that's the instrumental case. Here, okay, ishaha literally means what? Eat, ishaha, ishvaraha literally means the Lord. The one who is manifest as the whole. Literal meaning. Which means, maya sahitam brahma. Maya upahita chaitanyam ishvaraha. Literal meaning. But here, we are not taking this ishvaraha as saguna ishvaraha. Here the word ishaha implies atma. Ishaha should be taken as the atma paramatma. Brahma chaitanyam. Atma means what here? All pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being is atma. All pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, everything here is atma. So, isha means atmana. By the Lord means what now? Then the question comes, how can you say atma as the Lord, the self as the Lord? Again, self is a reflexive pronoun. The word atma is a reflexive pronoun. It does not mean any one individual. It stands for atma as a reflexive pronoun, which implies the truth of every being, every individual, which is all pervasive reality. Understand? So, atmana vasyam. Isha vasyam means atmana vasyam. You suppose ask me, how can you say atma as the Lord? So again, the word ishaha means ishte iti eat. Ishte means the one who rules. Atma, there is no ruler other than the atma. How does atma rule? Not by doing anything, not by giving orders. Just by merely remaining as the innermost essence of every being, that which rules is ishaha, it. Understand? Here the word the self is said to be ishaha, it, because remaining as, not by doing anything, just by mere presence, mere existence, merely remaining as the innermost essence of every being, that which rules everything is what? Eat. Therefore, Atma is said to be the ruler, healer, the eat. So, Aisha Vasyam, Atmana Vasyam. Okay, that one first word is clear. Now, go to the next word. Before going to Shankara's commentary, we have to see lots. Okay. Then vasyam. The word vasyam is a passive verb. Vasyam is a vidhiling, actually to be covered, should be covered. That's the meaning. It has come from the root vas. Vas is the root. And then the root vas means to cover. Achadane vas dhatoho achadane ityartha. Achadanam achadanartha. Achadana means covering. Vas to cover. So it belongs to the second conjugation root. Vaste. So vas dhatuhu, no, second conjugation, atmanepadam is vaste. Vaste means covers. That's why vastram, you know, when you say vastram, vasana, vasanam means what? Covering. So vasana sadhanam, that which serves as a means of covering, that which serves as used for covering is called vasana sadhanam vastram. Vasanat trayate iti vastram. that which protects you by covering you is called vastram. In Sanskritam, every word has its meaning. Why a cloth is called vastram? It also protects you. How? By covering you. Isn't it? Vasana sadhanam vastram. Vasanat trayateti vastram. So, vasya means what? Should be covered. Achadaniyam should be covered. So, isha vasyam. It's a passive sentence. No? Covered by, should be covered, must be covered by the self, the Lord. What should be covered by the Lord here? Yat kinchit jagatyam jagat. Yat kinchit jagat. Whatever little is here in this world, all that which comes and goes in this world, jagatyam, in this universe, yat kincha jagat, whatever is here. Everything, all that is here, this entire cosmos, entire universe must be covered by Atma, the Lord. Atmana, Isha, idam yatkinchit jagatyam jagat, tat vasyam should be covered. This is the literal meaning of this word. Now the question comes, what does the word jagat means? We just simply said, jagat means, you know, simply jayate gachati iti jagat, that which comes and goes is jagat, we say. But here jagat means the entire universe, all the objects, all the beings, all the objects indicated by all the words, sarve padarthaha, sarvani vastuni, sarve jantavaha, all that is here. Shankara says, kriya karaka phalam jagat. Shankara's explanation. What is jagat? Kriya karaka phalam jagat. Kriya means action, karma. Karaka means the accessory required for performing a karma. An accessory which causes the production of karma, which causes the karma, is called karakam. Palam means the product of karma, product of action. So the accessories depending upon which alone the karma exists, the accessories required for the performance of karma, any action, is called karakam. For example, In case forms, all unwanted grammatical things I have to tell you. If we take in Sanskrit grammar, you know, vibhaktayaha, we have vibhaktayaha, the case forms, the nominative, objective or accusative, then instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, possessive, then locative. We have all these case forms. And here you have to leave only the possessive case or genitive case. All the rest of the six cases are said to be karakani, or they imply the accessories required for the performance of karma. Who is the performer of action? Subject of action. What is the purpose of performing an action? Object of action. Instrument of action. And what is the purpose, for what purpose it is performed? Dative. From where is it done? For whose sake it is done? We have to say fourth case. And then location, where is it performed? Then it is locative case. Like this. And what is the cause of the performance? Hetu. Fifth, Like this, all these karakas, karakas means the accessories associated with, pertaining to, connected to, or required for the performance of action are said to be karakani. We have karakas. Therefore, what is a karma? What is a kriya? Any action is a product of the accessories of action. For kriya janyam karakam. Kriya janyam karakam means what? Karaka janya kriya. Sorry. Karaka janya kriya. Kriya janyam phalam. Karaka janya kriya. Any action is a product of karakam, and phalam is product of kriya. So karaka janya kriya, kriya janyam phalam. Any fruit, any result is a product of action, and action is product of karakam. Now here we have to understand what the word jagat here, according to Shankara's commentary, jagat is equal to kriya karaka phalam. Okay, so now we can understand what is the meaning of the first sentence. The kriya, actions, the karakams, the accessories required for performing an action, or which produce the actions, and the fruits produced by the actions, all of them should be covered by Atma, the Ishwaraha, the Lord. Next, so Achadanam, covering implies, covering means what? When something is covered, the covered object becomes unknown, as good as non-existent. Is it clear? A covered thing becomes as good as non-existent. It is prevented from what now? Being seen. Isn't it? Therefore, here should be covered, should be taken as, should be resolved, should be negated. Understand? Should be taken away. Cover it means what? Don't keep it anymore. Isn't it? Which means here should be covered means should be resolved, should be negated. So this entire jagat, all the karmas, all the karakas, all the palams, this is what constitute the jagat, isn't it? What is the universe? Understand. Why? Because when you say the jagat, you know, these are the things, all this should be covered means should be negated. You can't physically cover them. Therefore, kriya karaka phala rupam dvaitatmakam jagat. This universe of duality, obtaining in the form of the actions, the accessories and the results, all of them in its entirety should be falsified, negated. How can you falsify it? The falsification is by Isha means through the vision of the reality as the self. So may you falsify. If you have the vision of the reality as the very self, then in the vision of the reality, you will understand the reality being secondless and non-dual. In the vision of the non-duality or reality, non-duality of the reality, the secondless reality, secondlessness of reality, you can resolve the perception of duality. It's called falsification of duality through the vision of non-duality of the reality as the self. Is it clear? This is what is said in the first sentence. So what does the first sentence say? In fact, it is an indirect definition of vidvat sannyasaha. This is an indirect definition of vidvat sannyasaha. Renunciation of actions through knowledge is called vidvat sannyasaha. This is called real absolute renunciation. What is renunciation here? Renunciation of actions through knowledge means renunciation of the notions, all the notions that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, all these notions. So thereby, this is knowledge. So here he says, therefore may, so Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yatkincha Jagatyam Jagat. So all that is here, this perception of duality, the world of plurality, the world of duality, obtaining in the form of actions, the accessories and the results of actions, and all this, Dvaitatmakam Jagat should be negated as mithya. So falsification means what? Negating this Dvaitam as mithya through the vision of non-dual reality as the self. Through the vision of the self, through the knowledge of self. So, Isha Vasyam means, Isha means what? Through the vision of the self. It's called what now? Advaita Atma Darshanena. Through the non-dual self, the vision of the non-dual self, may this entire Jagat be negated as Mithya. So negation of the dual perception of duality as mithya through the vision of the reality, the non-duality of reality as the self, or through the vision of the non-dual self, is what? Jnanam, knowledge. And this itself is said to be what? Vidvat sannyasaha. This knowledge is what? Vidvat sannyasaha. Is it clear? Vidvat sannyasaha means renunciation through knowledge. Isha vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat. Sentence complete. Now next sentence comes. So the first sentence, stating what is knowledge and stating how the perception of duality, this plurality, the universe of plurality and duality has to be resolved cognitively, negated as mithya through the vision of the self, the non-dual self, Atma, Advaita Atma Darshanena. Dvaita nivrittihi, dvaita nivritti reva samsara nivrittihi. That is defined, isn't it? And which is the, actually this knowledge is what? Actually, vidvat sannyasaha, absolute renunciation. In knowledge, there is renunciation. So next sentence states now, tena tyaktena bhunjitaha. Tena tyaktena bhunjitaha. So bhunjitaha is a commandment. It is a vidhiling word. Vidhiling. Because the bhuj dhatuhu, which means, it does not mean enjoy. Here, may you protect yourself. Bhunjithaha. May you protect yourself. How can you protect yourself? Tena tyaktena. Tena tyaktena. Through that renunciation. Which is vidvat sanyasena. Vidvat sanyasena means what? Jnanena. Jnanena means what? Advaita atma darshanena. Through the vision of the self. By the vision of the self. By the vision of the self means implies what? To renunciation of the dvaita drishtihi. Through the giving up of, to the falsification of the perception of duality. Dvaita mithyatva darshanena, abhasi karanena. Through the renunciation, what are you giving up? What are you going to give up here? You are giving up the dvaita drishtihi, dvaita darshanam you are giving up. Renunciation of the perception of duality. Renunciation of perception of duality, what is given up here? Not. It is not physically giving up or anything. Through the cognitive, by cognitively falsifying, negating, resolving this dvaitam, perception of duality as mithya, through the vision of non-dual self, non-dual atma, may you protect yourself. Tena tyaktena bhunjitaha. Okay, dvaita darshana tyagena bhunjitaha. That's the meaning. Here the question comes, the word, the mantra, the word used is, in this mantra, the word used is tyaktena, tyakta. Tyakta is a participle, given up. So may you protect yourself by something which has been given up. The meaning will not work here. Know why? Always you can protect yourself with something which you are still having it. You cannot protect yourself with something which you have given up already. You have lost already. Isn't it? You are walking on the roadside, and if it is raining heavily or drizzling, you want to protect yourself. If you have already given up your umbrella somewhere, how can you protect yourself? The umbrella which has been already thrown away cannot be of any use when you are walking, which is drizzling, isn't it? So the umbrella which is still holding now, suddenly you can what? We can use it. Therefore, what you are having alone can be of some protection. What you have not thrown away, what you have given up, cannot be of any use. Therefore, here tyaktena should be taken as tyagena. Not tyaktena, not with something which you have already given up. So Shankaracharya, in his commentary, he says, tyaktena should be taken as tyagena. Tyagena means through renunciation. Through renunciation of what? The perception of duality. Here, renunciation of perception of duality implies what? Seeing the fact of the duality, the plurality being mithya. Seeing the fact of the duality being mithya, is what? Falsification of duality. There is no mithya really. There is no duality really. It's only mithya. It is as though. The dvaitam is what? Is as though. It is not real. Isn't it? Like how sunrise is not real, but still is as though. Sunset is not real, but it's as though. Similarly here, the duality is not real, it is as though. So seeing this duality being as though, which is a fact, is what? Seeing this fact of the duality being as though is what? Seeing the duality being mithya. It is called falsification of the perception of duality. Understand? So, through falsification of this duality being mithya, being there, is called what we say, tyagena. So, tyagena implies, sannyasena. Vidvat sannyasena. Vidvat sannyasena means what now? With jnanena, knowledge. Through knowledge, through advaita adhishtana atma darshanena or jnanena. Through the knowledge of the non-dual self, the reality, falsification of the non-dual, the perception of duality, may you, but no, protect yourself from samsara. Tyaktena, tena tyaktena bunjitaha. Kena tyaktena, what has been said previously? What should be given up there? Mithyatva darshanam should be given. Sorry, dvaita darshanam should be renounced. Given up. Understand? This is what renunciation of the perception of duality through knowledge, cognitively resolved in the perception of duality is what? In fact, knowledge, that tena tyaktena, through that renunciation, may you protect yourself from samsaraha. There is no way of protecting yourself. One simple sentence. You are seeking freedom from samsara. And freedom from samsara is only through knowledge. The samsara is because of your wrong, erroneous perception of the jagat. And to resolve the error in the perception of the jagat, you need to know the truth of the jagat, which is available as the very self. In the vision of the self, which is non-dual reality, you can resolve the perception of duality of this jagat, obtaining in the form of kriya karaka phalam. Through that vision, through the renunciation of the perception of duality, may you protect yourself from samsaraha. Tena tyaktena bhunjitaha. Bhunjitaha, may you protect yourself. The next word comes. Ma gridaha kasyasvid dhanam. Ma gridaha kasyasvid dhanam. See, ma is a negative particle, may not. may you not. The grdh is a fourth conjugation root. Gridhyati means grabs, covers, desires. Has so many meanings. So actually there is a akara is there. It's a lung prayoga is used here. Ma agridaha. Agridaha means the past tense of the lung of gridhatu. So the akara is a lopaha, the a is dropped there. Therefore ma agridaha, we got ma gridaha. The akara becomes dropped. So may you not covet. So may not covet kasyas with dhanam. May you not covet a desire for the wealth of anybody else here or any wealth. Kasyas with dhanam magridaha. May not covet the wealth of anybody. It literal meaning. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada gives two interpretations for this one sentence. Kasyasvid dhanam magridaha. Little one meaning he gives is may not covet, may not desire for anybody else's any wealth, one meaning. Another meaning is kasyasvid dhanam. Whose wealth? Kashyas with dhanam. Is there anybody else's wealth? It's akshepaarthe prashnaha. The question, you know, it's objections presented. Is there a wealth of anybody here at all? Kashyas with dhanam asti kim, that's the meaning. Is there anybody else's wealth at all here? The possessor of the wealth is Atma. The possession is Atma. The possessed is Atma. Who is the possessor of the wealth? What is the possessed wealth? Is there possessor-possessed sambandha relationship at all? In reality. All mithya. The possessor-possessed sambandha, the connection itself is what? Mithya. The possessor status is mithya. The sense of possession is mithya. The sense of being the possessor is mithya. The possessed is mithya. Is the real possessor-possessed connection at all? Everything is mithya. We are not saying it is asat tucham. It's all mithya. It's not real. It's all really meaningless. Possessor-possessed connections are all meaningless, really speaking. The standpoint of reality, it's all meaningless. It's not real. I am the possessor of the wealth. If we entertain the notion that I am the possessor, then Shastram will address us and say, you are possessed by ignorance. You have the possession of ignorance. You are the possession of ignorance. Isn't it true? When you are possessed by ignorance, you are entertaining a notion that you are the possessor and you have possessions. And there is a duality. There is samsara. In knowledge, the possessor, possession, possessed, differences all will be resolved, falsified. For ma gridha kasyas vidhanam, sarvam brahmamayam jagat, sarvam vishnumayam jagat, sarvam shivamayam jagat, sarvam atmamayam jagat. All that is here is atma. We don't want to say jivatma, paramatma, or from atmamayam jagat. the all pervasive, indivisible, independent, innermost essence of everything which does not come and go, which is always there, in whose presence everything comes and goes, that Atma. Everything is what? Atmamayam Jagat. So, Magridaha Kasyas Vidhanam. He gives another interpretation like this. So, actually, Adishankar Bhagavad Pada connects this particular sentence to the Eshanatrayam, Eshanatraya Tyagaha, mentioned in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Eshanatraya means Putra Eshana, Vitta Eshana, Loka Eshana. The desire for progeny, offspring, Vitta Esh, desire for wealth and assets. Loka Eshana, desire for the higher worlds, enjoyment of pleasures in higher worlds. Like simple desire for, you know, going around the world. World tour, desire for world tour. Like that, desire for the higher worlds and the pleasures. This is called Eshanatrayam. Threefold desires. And Eshanatraya Tyagaha is highly discussed in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Ashanka Bhagavad Pada here mentions Sanyasa Ashrama Praptihi. Ashrama Praptihi means Sanyasa Ashrama Praptihi here should be understood as knowing the fact of moksha being the ultimate choiceless end and knowing the fact of knowledge being the only means for discovering that moksha which is already there. Knowing the value of the knowledge and being committed to the pursuit of knowledge, being given to this Shravana Manana Nididhyasana with all commitment and conviction is called Sannyasa Ashrama Praptihi. Understand? So that is implied here. So Magridaha Kasyas Vidhanam means may not waste your time, isn't it? In all those worldly things for your moksha. May you be intelligent. May you not be dependent on the world of objects and things and people and situations for your happiness and security. Be with the world, be in the world, be independent of the world. Trying to run away from the world is, wherever you go in this world, there's no way of running away from the world. So be in the world, be with the world, but be independent of the world emotionally. So, Magridaha Kasyasvid Dhanam. This is the first mantra. First mantra meaning is over. So now you can understand what is Jnana Yogaha in a nutshell. If anybody wants to know, you can take this mantra, explain the meaning. It is the Jnana Yoga presented most beautifully in a nutshell. Got it? Now you can say, Isha Vasyam. Idam sarvam,
idam sarvam
yat kincha,
yat kincha
jagatyam jagat,
jagatyam jagat
tena tyaktena,
tena tyaktena
bhunjithaha,
bhunjithaha
magridah kasyasvidhanam,
magridah kasyasvidhanam.
Okay, it's the first mantra. So I'm stopping here. I'm giving the time for you to ask questions. Any doubt you have? There's no discussion at all. It's a clean connection. What's the last word here? Magridah kasya sviddhanam. I told you what is implied there is sannyasa ashrama prapti, he said. Being given to the life of renunciation. That implies being given the life of renunciation does not mean one should wear saffron clothes and go away. One should be mature. Again, renunciation implies. Sannyasa lifestyle also implies. Okay, lifestyle means okay, wearing saffron clothes, there's a different thing. But everyone has to go through sannyasa mentally. If a person takes to the lifestyle of sannyasa, then one can wear the sannyasa robes, a different thing. Whether you wear a person wears sannyasa robes or not, saffron robes or not, every human being has to go through sannyasa mentally at one stage or the other. Going through sannyasa mentally implies being mature. Being mature implies being dispassionate towards everything else, by discovering the passion for knowledge. It implies again discovering the passion for knowledge, thereby naturally being dispassionate towards everything else implies you're being clear about what you're living this life for. What makes this life really a meaningful one, complete one, successful one? Understanding. Once you know it is all that you are seeking is not available anywhere else, in everything else, in anything else. What you're seeking is this moksha, and this moksha is only something to be discovered, and that is discovery of moksha is in fact implies discovery of the reality being the self. Therefore, naturally, discovery of the self implies what? The knowledge of the self. So, it is the knowledge of the self being the reality is going to really bless you with what you're really seeking. It's a clarity, isn't it? It's understanding born maturity. It's not somebody else is going to tell you to force you. It's not being forced by others, impelled by others, you're going to give up that, isn't it? That commitment to the pursuit of knowledge with the conviction it is the knowledge which alone will free me from bondage. That understanding, bond maturity is what? It's called actually be going through sannyasa mentally. That is what is implied with the last time. Once that conviction is there, then the commitment is there. What is the conviction about? The conviction, it is the knowledge of the reality, knowledge of the self being the reality which will free me from bondage, which will bless me with what I am desperately, choicelessly seeking in my life, the fullness, the happiness, the conviction. And the conviction is there, then commitment comes naturally. Commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, knowing the value of knowledge. Once the conviction is there, commitment is there, then you naturally become disinterested in everything else which cannot give you what you're seeking. This is that's why we say discovering dispassion. The discovery of dispassion through the discovery of passion for knowledge through the value of knowledge. Through the knowledge of the value of knowledge is sannyasa. Listen, go into sannyasa. Once that is there, then what happens? There's only way you can understand the perception of duality being mithya. Understand the plurality of the world of plurality being mithya. Understand everything in this jagat being mithya. This is called falsification of the Jagat being the duality. That is why there's a connection. That is why Isha Vasyam. The whole must be the entire world of plurality, the world of duality, the knower known. I, the individual, and the Lord. I am this universe, this duality, the perception of duality, the experience of plurality, all our experiences. This duality, perception of duality is there, but it is not real. It is mithya. But how do we see it? We see it as satyam. This perception of duality being mithya is clear, then you are free. But the perception of duality is real for you, satyam for you. That is the problem. That is why this perception of duality need not be, cannot be physically removed here. It can only be resolved cognitively, negated intellectually, falsified through the vision of the knowledge, truth. That is why idam yatkinchit jagatyam jagat, whatever is here, that must be vasyam. It must be falsified, cognitively resolved. Cognitive resolution of duality is what? Perception of duality is. In fact, falsification of duality, perception of duality, which is called being covered. Said to be here, should be covered. How can you falsify it? Not by saying, oh, this jagat is mithya. Not simply singing, ulage mayam. We simply sing, ulagam become, the world becomes mayam or what? The world will not become fall. The world will not become, the perception of duality will not become mithya. Will not become mithya. It's already mithya. You have to see it, isn't it? It's not simply saying it. The fact must be true to my understanding. The jagat is mithya, the duality is mithya, the perception of duality, the perception of plurality is mithya. This is a fact, it should become true to my understanding. That is possible only through the vision of the self being non-dual reality of the whole. Atma being the non-dual self reality. That is why Isha here means Atmana. Atmana means Atma Drishtya, Atma Darshanena, Isha Darshanena. Through the vision of the non-dual self, through the vision of the non-duality of the reality as the self, non-dual self, being the reality, alone you can see the jagat being mithya. Jagat being, all the differences being mithya. Subject is mithya, object is mithya, instrument is mithya, sampradanam is mithya, no? Hetu is mithya, location is mithya, everything is mithya, accessories are mithya. What about the karma action then? Accessories themselves are mithya. And what about the actions? The subject of action, the doer, is mithya. Isn't it? All the accessories are mithya. The performer, the purpose of her performance, the place of location of performance, the instrument of performance, everything is mithya. And what about the action? Action is mithya. All the actions are mithya. Actions are mithya. What about the fruits produced by the actions? They're also mithya. Understand? That is what constitutes the jagat here. So here, this is mithya in the only, that's the only way you can protect yourself from samsara. That is why we are not interested in falsifying the jagat being mithya, okay? Falsifying the perception of duality. We are interested in freedom from bondage, freedom from limitations, freedom from sorrow, freedom from unhappiness. That is our aim. So that is what is freeing ourselves from bondage, is protecting ourselves. And the protection is only through the renunciation of perception of duality, which is through the falsification of perception of duality. Only through the vision of the non-duality of the reality, or vision of the non-dual self. That's why you remember this. So, samsara nivrittihi is through dvaita darshana nivrittihi or dvaita drishti nivrittihi. Dvaita drishti nivrittihi is through what now? Advaita atma drishtihi. Advaita atma ajnana nivrittihi. Advaita atma ajnana nivrittihi is through advaita atma drishtihi. So advaita atma darshanena advaita ajnana nivrittihi, advaita ajnana nivrittya, dvaita drishti nivrittihi, dvaita darshana nivrittya, samsara nivrittihi. This is jnana yoga. This is what? Jnanam, knowledge is protection. Dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, karma, phalam, then janma. These constitute samsara. Isn't it? Therefore, dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. The fear is because of what? Duality. Dvaitadhi bhayam, dvaitadhi ragadveshaha. Why there are ragadveshas? The emotional turmoil is in fact, there is passion, aversion, likes and dislikes, hatred, anger. They're all what? All because of dvaitam only. Dvaitadhi bhayam, dvaitad ragaha, dvaitad dveshaha, dvaitad no asuya, dvaitad, all because of dvaitam only. Dvaita darshanena eva, dvaita drishtya eva. It's all because of the perception of duality. You can resolve all of them simultaneously just by resolving the perception of duality, for which ignorance has to be resolved. So resolution of perception of duality implies resolution of ignorance. So resolving ignorance implies having the vision of non-dual self, or the vision of the self being non-dual reality. Is it clear? First mantra is over. The next mantra, when is next class?
Thursday.
Okay, I'm only doing the mantra meaning. Only when I complete the mantras, I will do the bhashyam, commentary on each verse. Without even preparing you for the, without even having taught the moolam, I cannot go to the bhashyam. Okay, there it will enhance your vision. Really, you will see the beauty of the bhashyam. When you study, really it will make you think. Even the questions you do not have, actually you, will come to your mind only when you study Bhashya. Even what question should I ask? What are all the possible questions? What doubts can arise? Even to know that you need to study the Bhashya. Understand? But it's not right to do the Bhashya without doing the Moolam. That's why I've just done the Moolam text. So we'll complete all the 18 mantras first. Is it clear?
Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
When you go back home, immediately if you work on these mantras, words, get it thorough, I'll be very happy. Because it'll be easy for it to do all the classes. Okay. Now it's only a nutshell, isn't it? Now this will be elaborately discussed in the following verses, 3rd to 9th. It will cover.